Hello, everyone, and welcome to AWAI's teleconference series. Today, we're going to talk about getting clients. I know that's an interest for many of you on the call with us. And this is getting clients whether you're just starting out and you need to land that first client, or perhaps you're already working, but you're looking to expand your client base. Our speaker today is an expert in this field, and she has developed some products with AWI that has helped many copywriters do exactly that. Pam Foster is our special guest. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Denise. How you doing?
I'm great, and I'm very happy to have you on the call with us today.
Oh,
I'm going
to
say
happy
a few words.
Sorry.
Terrific. No, we're really looking forward to this call with you. And I'm going to say a few brief words about you and about our host, and then I'll turn the call over. Pam Foster is a senior copywriter, and she's a consultant. She specializes in web and SEO content. During her diverse 29-year marketing and communications background, she's worked for dozens of B2B and B2C clients, including L.L. Bean, one of my favorites, Primrose Schools Franchising Company, IDEXX Labs, and AWAI. Pam is the founder of Content Clear Marketing and the author of AWAI's program, The Web Copywriter's Clear Path to Profits. This particular program is based on Pam's seven-step approach to website optimization. She's also the author of Site Audits Made Simple. And this program teaches you how to diagnose those sick websites and bring them back to health. Leading the call today and interviewing Pam is Rebecca Matter. And she is the Vice President and Director of Online Marketing for AWAI, the co-managing partner of this company. And she herself is a marketer with over a decade of experience. She's the managing editor of Wealthy Web Writer. I hope many of you have had a chance to see and review that publication. And she is our fearless leader when it comes to interviewing people who have information and ideas to share with our members. Rebecca has a way of bringing that information right into your laps and helping you take the next step. So, Rebecca, it's my great pleasure to turn this call over to you.
Thank you so much, Denise. I really liked my introduction. I appreciate that.
It's true.
It changes every time. I love hearing it, so thank you. Well, so Pam, I want to start at the very beginning. I know that there might be people on the call who are just starting out, have never even attempted to get a client before, and those who probably have a couple of clients but yet could use that leg up. But I want to start with the people who've, you know, not even tried yet, because it can be very scary. So if I was just starting out, if I'm brand new to online copywriting or even copywriting in general, what are some tips that you have for landing those first clients?
Well, I have found let me back up one second. I was in corporate communications for many years, and then I made the leap in 2006 after joining AWAI and seeing that it was possible to, you know, make a great living as a freelancer. So I suddenly was out there going, okay, so how do I find clients that will work with me after I've been in a corporate cubicle for many, many years? And so even though I had a background in marketing communications, nobody outside of my corporate world really knew that or knew about my skills or why they would want to hire me. So I basically was starting from scratch, just like many of you might be. And what I found, the number one thing was my network of colleagues and friends who were in business, friends who were professional in some capacity, and just starting out by talking to people I already knew and trying to get referrals. Because even from the beginning to now, and this is 4 or 5 years later, referrals have been 90% of the way that I get clients.
Wow.
90%, seriously. After measuring everything I've tried, that has been by far the biggest thing. And a lot of people don't even think about that. Like, oh my gosh, I know. Well, first of all, if you've worked in companies, you have colleagues that you've you've gotten to know and good connections. And then if you've been part of any kind of a business association, like there are all kinds, but chamber, commerce, or anything, a professional trade organization, you have connections. So the thing you should do is start right there, because these are people who already know you, and you never know if they, A, could use you themselves, or B, could refer you to someone who is struggling with their website or any kind of copywriting with their marketing. And so I strongly advise that you start there and say, okay, so who do I know in my professional circle from my lifelong experience that I could just start talking to? And you make a list, and you'd be surprised how many people you end up having on that list. And you might know them just on the surface, like you met them at a conference or something, and you just know them a little bit. Or it might be someone you sat next to in an office for 5 years. So add all those people up and let them know what you're doing. And because they know you, it's perfectly fine to send them an email. I would make it a personal one so that it's not sounding like a broadcast kind of cold robotic email, but more, hey, Jim, I know we haven't talked for a while. I hope everything's going well for you. I wanted to let you know that I've gone on this exciting new venture of copywriting, and here's what that means. I help companies improve their websites or improve their marketing materials with smart strategic copy. Do you know anyone who might benefit from that? And you send it to 20, 50, 100 people, and undoubtedly you will find that some positive responses. Not everyone will respond, and you can expect that. So if you send out 100, you might get 15 responses of one nature or another where they say, hey, good for you, good luck, I don't know anybody right now, but I'll keep you in mind. Or you might get someone who says, oh, wow, we're right in the middle of looking at our website right now, and we know it's horrible, and we don't know how to fix it. Can we talk to you? So everything in between, they might know someone else who is launching a new business or has a website that's lousy or hasn't even put up a website when they should be, but they don't know how, and they need someone like you. And the same goes for marketing materials. If they've been creating printed materials or direct mail, it's not working for them. You know, they may be very anxious to know that there's a trained, skilled copywriter available right in town, or that through a friend that they know. So I strongly suggest trying the referral thing, and then also approaching maybe businesses that you do business with and just asking them about their website. For example, if I know of a copywriter who was part of a fitness club, and she talked to the owner of the fitness club about their website, because she said, you know, I've been looking at it, and I think you're missing opportunities to get more members. And wouldn't that spark an interest from the owner? Yeah. Like, oh, really? Tell me more.
What's and it for them? So, yeah, it's new members.
Exactly. So, yes, and always position it in what you offer that would be of value to companies. So that she ended up doing trade for her fitness membership in order to do the website for the owner, and she has an instant sample. Now she's got a great work sample that she's done, and she didn't have to pay for fitness anymore.
And she can then go to the other fitness studios and say, hey, I've already done this website. Here's a sample of it if you'd like me to do yours.
Yeah, as long as it's not in the same market, absolutely.
Yeah.
So those are the two main things that I would suggest when you're just starting out. Start with who you know, because they love you and know you already, and there's that instant rapport for either a referral or a direct possible opportunity.
I think that's excellent. And so everybody on the call right now could easily make a list of everyone that you know professionally. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you're not hard selling here. You're just telling them that you're basically open for business and what you're doing, and can they put you in touch with somebody who might be able to use your services? I think that's excellent advice. And then, like you were saying, too, research your local organizations. If you're not already part of a trade organization like the American Marketing Association or anything like that, research what's local. Go to a chamber meeting. Print up some business cards, shake hands, meet some people there, just like Pam was saying there. And then I love the idea, too, about businesses that you already do business with, because you are the prospect. You know exactly what the business is trying to do. And who right. better to write the copy and to help them with their online business than you?
Well, and I have a real quick great example of that because I know we've got a bunch of questions. But
yeah.
I take my dog to a local doggy daycare a couple days a week so I can think. And the daycare is just a lovely place, and I love them. And one day I developed a rapport with the owner, and she said, "So what do you do?" And I said, "Well, I help improve websites, and I help businesses find more clients." And she said, "Can we talk?" And I had been going to her for 6 months without mentioning this, right? So now I'm doing a whole web refreshening project for her. And this one I'm actually doing in trade because now I don't have to pay for my dog's daycare. So, ta-da, there's a great example. It's happening for real.
I love that. And what business doesn't want new clients? I mean, that's kind of like a no-brainer. I help businesses get new clients. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
let's talk.
That actually brings me up to my next question then. So,
okay.
I've got somebody now. One of my referrals came through for me and introduced me to somebody. This comes the scary part. This is the confidence. I know that confidence is an issue with many people just starting out. How can I make myself feel confident when I actually talk to that potential client? You know, I've got the lead. Now what do I do with it?
Right. Well, that's a very good question, and I totally understand. Basically, keep this in mind. Remember that old saying about giving a speech that you can feel relaxed about giving a speech if you picture everybody in the audience in their underwear?
I did that at boot camp.
And there you go. Gosh, I hope not.
Just kidding.
That's funny. Well, it's pretty much the same thing with a prospect for the web or any kind of copywriting. You picture themselves not having any clue about copywriting or what makes websites work, because that's usually accurate. People who run a business are busy running their business. They, I'd say 9 times out of 10, they may know something about, well, I wrote the copy and I kind of followed what, you know, I saw online and stuff, but they haven't studied this the way you have. And they're not constantly learning new things the way you have. They just don't have time. So you are instantly an expert. And even if you're new to this, the fact that you have dived in and started reading and started trying things and you're thinking about your business direction and you're looking at websites, you're already way ahead of just about anybody you talk to. And that can even be in a sophisticated company. Here's an example. I got approached by a community college to do some copy for them to optimize their website because it was not showing up at all in search. And so it was a local community college, and I'll just name a town. This is not the town, but let's just say Tampa, for example, because I don't want to give my client away. They might be embarrassed. They didn't have the word Tampa on any page of their website. Community college. Okay, so if someone types in Tampa Community College or Tampa Classes or Tampa Adult Ed or Tampa Schools, they were invisible because they didn't use the word Tampa. And you would think a community college with a marketing department and some savvy people and really, you know, well-meaning people who have a multi-page website would think of that first, but they're so into their own business that it never occurred to them. So how much of an expert did I look like when I said, gosh, if you add Tampa to every page, you'll probably do a lot better. So, you know, you just have to keep that in mind, that you are a fresh eye on what they do every day, and they're so entrenched in it that they're not thinking about the outside world, and that's what you bring to them. You bring that perspective. If you're a client of theirs or not, if you're a customer of theirs or not, you can still bring a perspective that logical, well, if I was a customer and was looking for you, what kind of words would I use? And then when I get on your website, what kind of messages would I want that tell me you can help? Those kinds of things are lost on a lot of clients because they're just too close to it and they're too busy. So you feel confident about that you are studying this because you want to become a knowledgeable resource. Well, you already are. just by the mere fact that you're calling in on this and that you are interested in doing this. And then the second part is that you have, by studying what works through either AWAI and also other programs or websites that you've researched out there, or even books, you can feel confident that you know what you're talking about because you've read the guidelines, you've seen some samples at work, and you can apply that even the most basic stuff to websites that are flailing around and make a big difference. So that's where I'd just say, you know, if somebody says, well, how do you know what works? Say, I study this every day. This is my mission in life. I need to know what works for all of my clients, and therefore I can help you. And believe me, you feel confident that you know 10 times more than they do.
Excellent. And at the end of the day, you're only going to get better. Like the first call that you make is never going to be as good as a second. It's never going to be as good as a third. It's just, but you're never going to get better if you don't start somewhere.
Right.
If you fall on your face, you fall on your face. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have the person on the phone. I'm feeling confident because I know more than they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they are interested. I've said what I, you know, what I can do. How do I actually sell the value of what I do? You know, will they know how valuable my services are? And then correspondingly, how do I charge the right rates for what I'm pitching?
Well, when I started selling the value of what I do on the web, I used statistics from places out there that test websites. And there are two that I recommend. One is called marketingexperiments.com, and it's real plain and easy, www.marketingexperiments.com. They test websites every single day for different companies, and then they report on the results, and they show you, it's all free to us, because they're looking for big, huge corporate clients that will pay them the big bucks to do this for them directly. But they also report for free through webinars and also on their website. They have PDFs of the results. And they show you exactly what kinds of changes they did that will lift response or get more people to the website. So that's those statistics are really great because they have, you know, concrete examples. They say, okay, here's an insurance company that had an inquiry form or an application form online, and it was lousy. And then we applied these web copywriting principles to it, and it boosted response by 250%. You can show these to your client and say, these are the kinds of things I can do for you because I study this. The other website I wanted to mention is called AlertBox. And I believe it's just www.alertbox.com. But if that's not the right web address, you can Google AlertBox and you'll find it. It's written by a usability expert called Jacob Nielsen, and he gets paid $10,000 a day to go into corporations and look at their websites and say, yeah, you're totally confusing, or the color contrast is impossible to read, or this copy should be over here. And then he reports on those things. So, for example, recently he sent out a report on what should go on the first screen, absolutely what has to be on the first screen of every website. And believe me, I'm gobbling this up like breakfast. I'm like, yay, keep telling me this stuff, because it's very credible. It's from a scientific approach. And when you show clients these kinds of things that are statistical, that make improvements, that make a difference, it's not just you saying, yeah, I could make it work better. Mm-hmm. You know, you're really showing them that it's possible, and here's what people have done to make it happen. So that's what I do.
So you're saying that you use things like marketing experiments and alert box to sell the value for you by showing
yes.
the tools and the stats
well,
to the professionals in the industry who reported on this.
Right. When I started out, I had to do that because I didn't have a lot of samples or results myself.
Okay.
And then as time went by, I developed some case studies, which you guys can see on my website at contentclear.com. There's a navigation called Samples and Case Studies, and I have a few on there for small businesses that I helped optimize, and they have awesome stories. So I use those stories to show my clients and say, this is what I was able to do for this client. So that's the first step. The second step is how to charge the correct rates.
Yes.
I believe that when you're first starting out, you probably will charge lower than someone like me who's been around for a while, and that's cool because you'll just keep growing and increasing your rates as you go along. But Rebecca on Wealthy Web Writer, I believe, has some articles that show you the ranges, the standard ranges for any kind of copywriting online. And I believe AWAI also has standard ranges for any type of copywriting, including all the print. And I think those are free articles that are available online. Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong.
They are available both on the AWAI site as well as Wealthy Web Writer. So if you just search for, I believe it's, I did copywriting fees.
Fees.
But actually, you know what we'll do? I'll send this. We're going to send you an email after. Everyone listening on the call right now, we'll send you an email after this, and we'll include the link in that email so that way you'll have it handy and don't have to do any searching.
Right. So I use those as my benchmark for when I'm charging my fees. And I take the fees ranges and I create a proposal. And basically what I do is I present a proposal that first sets up the value of what I'm offering. So thank you for requesting a proposal for work to help improve your website. Here are the things I'm going to do for you to make that happen. I'm going to ask you about your audience and what they care about. I'm going to ask you about your products and why they matter. And then I'm going to write great copy. I'm going to do keyword research, and I'm going to look at the flow of the copy from page to page and see if we can make that flow better. And so you set this whole thing up of what I'm going to give you first, and then the very last thing on my proposal is, and here are the fees. And then I will outline. I always itemize it because it's such a mystery to people. If you just give them one big blob of a number, they have no idea what they're buying, and they hate that. I've heard that from clients directly, that they chose me because, if I was in a competitive situation with another writer, they just said, this is going to cost ta-da. And they were like, well, what am I actually getting? I mean, I don't really know what that means. And I itemize it. So I'll say, this includes writing or keyword research for 5 pages, $100 a page, or something like that. And then this is the copywriting I'm going to do for these 5 pages, home, about us, contact us, services, blah, blah, blah. And this is a cost per page. And then the implementation phase, where I work with their web person and spend time making sure the copy will work as I intended it, there's a fee for that. So I add that all up, and then I present it in a proposal with a very professional format that, it shows that I'm serious about what I do and I'm a professional, and that's how I do it.
Which, again, so, helps build the confidence, and you're a professional copywriter. You're not approaching this as a first-timer or you're a professional right out of the gate.
Right.
So now the client has said, okay, great, I like your proposal, I agree to pay this. Now what? What happens once they agree? What do you do next?
Well, I follow a process. I come from corporate land, and everything was about process there, which is actually a good thing in this world because without a process, customers are a little bit, their clients are a little bit uncomfortable with, what am I doing? What are you doing? When will this happen? How will it happen? So I have this 7-step process that I show them, that they can show their boss if they need approval or whatever. It's very systematic how I go after getting the copy done as well as I can. And so it's on my website. It's free. You can take a look at what the 7 steps are. And again, contentclear.com, just to give you an idea. And I show them that. So I say, first we're going to create a brief that will outline everything I need to know to do a good job. Then we're going to talk about your purpose, the purpose of the website. And then, what are you ultimately trying to do? Are you trying to get people to sign up? Are you get or buy or just become a lead or sign up for your newsletter? What are you actually trying to do? And then other steps involve understanding who's involved in the website, like who is going to be making decisions or getting the information or actually creating the pages or revising them. And so that gives them a lot of comfort because I show them exactly what we can do together to make this work. So that's really my first step.
So that's once they agree. And now this 7-step process is actually well detailed in Clear Path to Profits, correct?
Oh, yeah. On my website, it's very just basic because I just want to let the clients know that there is a system I follow and that it will be applied to their site. But now we need to get into all the details of that for them. So in Clear Path to Profits, I really went into a lot of detail on each step and how to use that for your to your advantage.
So to at least get the 7-step plan, you know, you can go to Content Clear and get just so that you can see what the plan is. And then if mm-hmm. you actually want to learn how to use the plan and be able to follow through on what you're promising, Web Copywriters Clear Path to Profits, the program that you put together for AWI, actually helps them, right? Step by step, do all of the steps that you talk about.
Exactly. Perfect. It walks you through every single step.
Okay,
in
well, we'll
detail.
Talk,
yeah.
We'll talk about this a little bit later, but I just wanted to make sure, because I know that some people on the call might already have that program, and just making sure that everybody understands what's what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that's what I follow. Then it's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah,
I just go,
no,
okay.
I think it's good for you, and it's good for the client, because it sets the expectations. Not only,
right.
you know, as soon as they agree to something, they immediately start thinking buyer's remorse, you know, am I doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so to then turn around and show that 7-step process, you immediately alleviate any concern that the client has over whether you're going to be able to do this or not, because you clearly are so professional and well planned out. And you have I think it's a great idea, because that way their expectations are set, your expectations are set, everyone's on the same page. It's a
right.
brilliant system. And I'm really
well,
I'm
thanks.
Really glad that you put that together for us. So now
it comes from my years in corporate America.
Well, it's awesome. So
okay.
now how do I actually get the information that I need from the client?
Okay. Well, there's a brief, a form that I have them fill out, and we start there. And even before that, I start asking them a lot of questions, of course. When we first had our conversation and they said, my website isn't working, I need your help, I'll start asking questions. And it's sort of like the who, what, why, when, and where of the world, of the web world. It's who are you trying to attract? What are you saying to them? Why would they care, or why are you going to be the best option among all the options in your business category or whatever? Where can they get what you offer? And then how does your product compare, or how does your product work? Do you need to show a demonstration? You know, what are the things that people need? You know, and I sometimes ask about their sales process outside of the web. I say, how do you get customers now if they didn't come to you by the web? I mean, what do you do? When does that, you know, turning point happen where the client says, yes, I'll buy that? Well, I mean, if it's as simple as shoes, that's kind of different than if it's a very expensive B2B product. So that sales process is important to know. How do they get their sales now? And then is the website reflecting that? I just had a great example with a client recently. I had them walk me through, it's a B2B company in the veterinary industry, and they sell equipment. I said, so how do you get them to buy this equipment now? Well, we use a sales rep. And what does the sales rep do? Well, he shows them this. He talks about that. He does a video demo. He does this and that. And I said, okay, so think of your website as the best salesperson you have. How can you get that guy's experience onto your website? And they were like, oh. So that's pretty much what we're doing. We're trying to emulate their best sales rep online so that because salespeople can't get to every prospect every day. It's just not going to happen ever. So they're leaving tons of money on the table and tons of people who could be potential customers out in the cold. So add the videos, add the compelling reasons, add the mind-blowing images that you get from this equipment, add the testimonials from vets who are using it, add all that stuff onto the website so that the online experience can be as powerful as the in-person experience. So that's kind of what I do. I don't really talk about this. This is kind of a new thing that's evolved for me. But it's been really powerful. So I start with a basic brief, which just gives you the good background about their industry, their target audience, and why their products are so much superior or different slash better.
It helps you identify they're identifying the USP for you.
Right, the unique value that they offer or the unique selling proposition. I call it the unique value. What's the unique value that you offer that nobody else can? So this brief really helps you do that. And then I add on top of that, if it's not clear to me, what is the sales process now that gets people to buy, and how can we bring that to the web?
Well, now let's get into the web, because this is a question that I get a lot. How important are you finding is it to include SEO in your copywriting work? And that's for people who are brand new to this, you know, search engine optimization, actually getting copy found, getting websites found on search engines like Google.
Yeah. Well, it really depends on the company, but in most cases, they need to be found on online. And so SEO, to me, is married now to sales copy on the web. Even in the most basic sense, it should be considered. And so I know that's hard when it's new to juggle all this stuff and think about keywords as well as sales copy and blend the two. But for me, it's really important to at least consider it because of the way the web is going. So actually, in the two programs I've written, I touch on SEO or search engine optimization tactics in a nice base way. But of course, you know, Heather Lloyd Martin's program goes into it in utter detail, so you really know what you're doing. But I just think they go hand in hand now because a headline, according to Google, there are these guidelines as to what makes a quality website. And there's a great video on their site that Matt Cutts, who's one of their communications guys, talks about what is a quality website? What does Google consider a quality site? And basically, ethical use of keywords in these premier positions on the page are part of that because that means it's relevant. So let's say you're selling narrow tap shoes. That's one of my favorite categories. if you have the word narrow tap shoes in the headline, well, that's going to help. So you kind of need to know that that's important, and those are the keywords people would use, or they may use the word narrow tap shoe sizes or narrow sizes of tap shoes. I don't know. We have to do a little research first. But if your headline said something like, "We have the widest selection of narrow tap shoes in the world," isn't that a great headline? Because it uses the keywords and it makes a promise. So, or even better, we have 65 different styles of narrow tap shoes, so that's real specific, and that's great. So because probably nobody else can claim that, so that's where you're going to stand out. So I really think SEO goes hand in hand with the sales copy.
Okay, excellent. And now, and you learned SEO from Heather Lloyd Martin, correct?
Yes.
If people are looking for resources to...
Right. I learned it from Heather in the most in-depth way. There are other places to learn about it. For example, HubSpot.com, of course, has some tools to learn about websites that aren't optimized. Basically, you can put in a URL, you can put in a web address, and they'll go rate it for you and show you where the keywords are either too many of them or not enough. So those kinds of, there are tools out there, too, that help. But Heather's course is the ultimate foundation for understanding how to do this.
And that's SEO copywriting success. If anyone is on the call and was a little bit concerned, since Pam said it's married to the copywriting nowadays, it's a very easy program. You can get through it in a weekend. It's either online or you can watch it at your own pace. Okay, so now moving past SEO, and you just brought up a good point. How can you tell what's working and what isn't working? So I told a client that I can help their website, get them more clients, but how do I know what's not working?
Right. Well, that's where I follow the guidelines of the gurus again. I mean, ever since SEO or web usability was in my brain back in 2007 maybe, when I decided that web was really the direction for me, I stumbled upon, through a friend, the Jacob Nielsen books about usability and his website. And so that was the first place I started really being aware of things, how websites are designed and how the copy is laid out on a page makes a huge difference in whether a website will work or not. And then, so I've been following him and Marketing Experiments and other companies that talk about best practices. And I kind of assembled all that into my own checklist and my own system over time. So I have a checklist that says these 31 things will make or break a website's success. For example, when you go to the first page, is there a logo? Do you know what company it is? Do you know what they offer? is the copy all purple on black? Is it readable? Blah, that's not readable. You know, just all these basic clues that tell you that this website is working or these things are not going to work and they're barriers. And you want to remove the barriers. So it's helpful to understand the barriers, and that's why I have my checklist. I take it and I look at a website and I go through and go, check, 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 or, ooh, here's a big problem right here. The most important information is below the fold. Nobody will ever see that because they're bored by what's on top. So I just go through my checklist, and then I develop this thing called the 5 C's of content that works. And it just helps me keep in mind every time that I have to mentally go through this checklist and make sure the website's got all of these things going for it. And I don't have them right in front of me, so forgive me if I have a brain meltdown and forget, but it's clarity. Is the website content clear? Is it clear what this business does or offers? And then is it consistent across all the pages, or does it look like aliens came in and took over the sub-pages? Is it competitive? Is it setting your client's business or offering apart from what else is out there? Okay, clear, consistent. Is it customer focused? That's the big one. Is it all about the company where they say, we've been here for 20 years and we are brilliant at what we do and we're so wonderful, you'll just have to buy from us, which is a lot of websites, believe it or not. Or is it customer focused? You've arrived at the place that gives you what you need. You can try this for free, and if you love it, then you know, here are the rate, here are the schedule, you know, like MindJet. MindJet is a thing you use, I know, Rebecca, that helps people brainstorm ideas and organize thoughts. And you can try it for free for 30 days. So it's all these things that are about the customer experience that I kind of blend together. I'm forgetting the 5th C. we'll worry about that later. But basically, I just have these checklists that I follow to just see if the client's website matches or is not working against those best practices that are proven to work.
And now all those best practices are in your other program, Site Audits Made Simple, correct?
Yes, and I just remembered the 5th C, it's conversion optimized.
Okay.
That means, you know, when people get there, are you offering something compelling so they'll click and buy or click and sign up, that type of thing. Yeah, so Site Audits Made Simple, I decided, you know, I had a lot of questions from people over time on this very topic. What tools do you use, or how do you look at a website and tell the customer what can be fixed? And I said, well, heck, I might as well explain what I do, and because it works really well for me having this checklist. And I even report back to the client using that 31-point checklist saying, here's where you were great, here's where there are things missing. And where those things are missing, you've got opportunities to make a big difference here. So that I offer all and explain how to use all of that stuff in Site Audits Made Simple, so you have your own checklists already made. I mean, I created them over 4 years and constant study of what's working online. You get to just open the book and say, oh, here's Pam's list. So it's really helpful. And I've actually seen some people use it as a prospecting tool. They say, you know, I follow this method and I will use this diagnostic checklist to go over your website. It's like the Midas 21-point checklist for your car.
Yeah, no, I think that's I can understand why that would work.
Yeah.
Because, again, who wouldn't want to know if their, you know, if their website was up to snuff and what was wrong with it? I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and there are always variations, and there are reasons for those sometimes, but at least these best practices are there so you can measure against and decide where you're going to go.
You're not just having to pull stuff out of the air. You're not just looking at a website and saying, okay, how can I make this better?
Right.
Actually, by giving the checklist actually gives you a list of things that you can make better.
Yes.
I think it makes the job a lot easier on the copywriter as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's a roadmap that you don't have to develop, you know, over years like I did. It's just there. So.
Yeah. So what? Once I have all that information, now what's the best way to provide the feedback and recommendations to the client themselves? Like, I have all the information now.
Yep.
I know what's working, what's not working. How do I give that information back to the client?
Well, I create a report. I create a very thorough report that's usually over 10 pages, Because what I will do is I'll say, okay, this was our mission, and I looked at the website to see how well you're doing now and where we can find opportunities to improve. So let's talk about the homepage first, and then I'll do like a screenshot of the homepage, and I'll say, here's what I found as pros and cons, or things that are great and things that aren't that need improvement. I never slam them. I'll never say, oh, my God, you guys, atrocious, you know, horrific. It's the worst site I've ever seen. No, because, you know, you have to keep in mind that these are hardworking people. They've done their best with what they know how. And they may have had a family member develop the website. They may have just spent a few years ago $10,000 on that website. So to slam it is not a great idea, because it'll just make them feel like schlumps. So I always try to put a positive spin on it. It's worked very well. I highly recommend it, by saying, wow, you have a lot of great content and you've got a good foundation here. Here, I just want to add to that so we can improve on that. So, okay, I never say, oh, my God, this is so hideous. I don't even know where to begin. I'd never do that. So just a word of caution. So in my report, I will outline everything I looked at and what I found, and then my recommendations for improvement. And here's the trick. When you recommend the improvements, don't tell them exactly how to make those improvements, because then they won't need you anymore. Tell them what needs to be improved. So something like the headlines need to include keywords while weaving in a really strong value message. That's all you say. They have no idea how to do that. So that's a good thing, because then they're going to hire you to do that. Okay? So I go through the report. At the end, I include the checklist with the things, the green marks and the red marks. So the green marks are where they thumbs up, you guys are doing great, and the red marks are where they need to improve. And then they have a whole plan. They don't have the how they're going to work the plan, but they've got a plan of what to do next. So it's incredibly valuable. They can share it with other team members. It's black and white. It's very thoughtful. You put a lot into that, and it's going to be a working plan they can go forward with. You know up front pretty much that they would not be able to implement the plan themselves, because they wouldn't have needed you in the first place if they could. So this is an ideal way to set the stage for you then to be the person they hire to fix the website and write the content and do whatever else you can offer.
Okay, good. I like what you said, too, about giving them the what, not the how.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're basically saying, here's all the work that could be done or that needs to be done, but you're going to have to hire me to actually do the work. I love it. So then how do you organize that work for each client? So now you have, okay, they said, great, let's go. We're at the final stages of this now. How do you actually get all of that organized and done?
Well, I go back to my 7 steps, and we together, after the audit or, you know, that checklist has been, or the review has been done and the report, now it's time to look at writing content revisions. And so I have a few things I do, like keyword research I'll be doing, and I use a couple of tools for that. Then I have how I'm going to show them the message revisions that I might do. So it's a 3-step process when it comes to writing the copy. First, you do the keyword research to make sure that the best, most relevant words are going to be used on each page that are also competitive, like there isn't a lot of other companies, if possible, scrambling or showing up for those particular keywords. I might be getting too far into keyword land, but I have to do the research. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I create something called a content map, which is basically a picture of their website that I create in a Word document by just placing boxes in the Word document that say, this is where the banner is, this is where your navigation is, this is where the main body copy is with the headline and the body. And then over here on the right might be your offer or your email newsletter sign up. I create that and I show them, it's almost like a skeleton, because it's not real copy yet. It's just saying, in the headline, we're going to focus on this main promise. And in the subhead, we're going to pay it off with this kind of data. And then here are the five bullets that go beneath that. You wanted to cover price. You wanted to cover affordability, fast service, whatever it is. And so they agree that those are the those are the right message directions to go on. And then after they agree, I start writing the real copy. And I write it in Word. And I've evolved in where I actually take pictures of what's on their website now. And I use a screenshot program to do that. And I place it right in the Word document with maybe some little comments or post-it note boxes that say, here's where the headline should go. And let's bring the keywords in here. And so I point all that out, and then the text that goes with that page is below in the Word doc. I write it right below. And so they never have question what's going where or how the flow is going to be. And they can read it as if it's actually looking like their web page. Really helps a lot.
Very cool. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about your programs. We've talked about a lot of different things, and so I'm a little bit afraid that people are, or that the listeners might be a little bit overwhelmed at this point.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But I want to say, and it's one of those things that you just have to kind of get in and get started, but I think that your two programs have done such a great job of simplifying all of the steps and really taking somebody by the hand and walking them down what I really think is a roadmap. And so I'd like to talk about both of them because there is some confusion, like, you know, which program do they need first, how do they work together, that kind of thing. So why don't, if you wouldn't mind, start, you know, which program would I get first, how do they work together, what is the difference between them?
Sure. Well, let me just explain in a nutshell the difference between them and then how they can be used in different ways. So Site Audits Made Simple is literally an audit of the content on a website and how it works or doesn't work, and how you can recommend things to make it better. And that's a tool that walks you step by, or that's a program that walks you step by step through the tools I use to conduct an audit of the website, the 31-point checklist, the 5 C's of content that works, and a whole bunch of other stuff that shows you exactly how to evaluate a website and how to report on your findings so that the client will think you're a genius.
So
and
if
a savior.
I take a sample website and I get Site Audits Made Simple and I sit down with that, your program and a website, by the time I get through the program, I will have basically a proposal that I could give to a client. Is that correct?
You do. Yes, absolutely, because it also includes practices or you try this type of steps where you can actually go online and pick any website or your client's website and judge it against the things that I'm teaching you. And then you'll find, aha, they don't have their address in their footer. You know, just basic things that are important you can discover really easily, and then you'll become an expert real fast.
So, yeah, for that one, that's kind of like, you know, even if you've already been working with clients or you haven't landed your first client and you land a client, grab that program really fast because it'll assure that you give the client enough value and that you are able to identify the things that are wrong with the website, which ultimately gives you the projects to work with the client, right? Because by doing the audit, you're basically identifying all the areas that need work, which I'm assuming the client then pays you for.
Right. Yes, and that's the thing. It's the diagnostic part. Like if you go to the doctor and you aren't feeling well, he's going to run some tests, and that's going to cost something. Or bring your – because of insurance, that's too complicated an example. Let's take your dog to the vet. There's no insurance usually. You just take your dog to the vet. He's got a terrible skin issue, which my dog gets every now and then, and she looks at it and diagnoses it and goes, yep, well, let's try this. But, you know, it's going to be a trial and error thing, so you'll have to come back, blah, blah, blah. So for that diagnostic visit, I pay a fee, and that's what you would do with your site audit. You would go in and do a diagnostic evaluation and pinpoint the things that can be fixed and charge a fee for that insight that they can treasure because you're helping them so much with this objective view. So that's part one, and if whenever possible, do that first and offer that first, because it's hard to do the other steps unless it's a client you really know well and you've been with them a long time. You don't need to do the audit. But if it's a new client, I always recommend offering that first.
Well, what I love about that is that you get, you're paid for a proposal, which a lot of people I know are afraid. You know, I'm going to do all this work, I'm going to submit this proposal, and then they're going to say no thank you. But now you're getting paid for the proposal, and that way, even if they say no thank you, you still got paid for the proposal. So it's a win-win.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a really good point, Rebecca. A lot of people are so eager to win the client that they'll do all this work for free. And I there was one person in particular who showed me what she offered her client as part of the proposal, and it was like an audit, and she was giving that all away. And the client
and
would be like,
oh. It might work for some, but, I mean, if you can get paid for it, why not just go ahead and get paid for it?
Absolutely. Yeah, oh, and that's what I say when I'm talking to the client and they go, okay, so where do we start to figure out what's wrong with my site and how we can fix it? And I'll give them a little hint so that they know they feel I know what I'm talking about. I might say something like, well, you know, to be found on Google, you really should have those great keywords in your headlines. And I'm seeing that your headline here just says welcome or services. And wouldn't it be great to have it say instead small business accounting services? And the key phrase is small business accounting. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. You know what you're talking about. So where do we start? And then I'll say, first we're going to do an audit. And we're going to look at your whole site and figure out just things like that that I can tweak and make a huge difference. So that's going to take me, you know, 2 weeks, and I will ask you some questions up front so I know what I'm looking for, and then I'm going to use my checklist and my process to develop this report for you, and that costs blah, blah, blah. And they're like, great, okay, let's go. So there you go. You haven't given away much, but you've given away a kernel of insight that they can go, wow, okay, this person is going to help me.
Yeah, and I'm going to show you all what you're paying for is this. I'm going to give you all this. I'm not trying to sell you on some, you know, mystical audit.
Yeah.
No, you're going to get 31 points of your website. You're going to see how it rates. I think that's really, that makes sense because I know what I'm buying as the client. And now, so I have the site audit. Now, how does ClearPath to Profits?
Okay, so now after you've audited the website and you've seen what's working and what's not, you need to, and your client is thrilled that you found these things and is ready to have you go ahead and make it happen. Without a process or without really thinking about the steps involved in making those content changes and making sure the web developer makes them properly and all that good stuff and that the client gives you the right information so you can rewrite the pages, you're kind of just winging it, and that's really not a good way to go. So, I mean, you can create your own method, that's for sure, but Web
copywriters clear path to profits.
Right, that one. It just shows you how to do those things. It shows you how to get what you need from the client now that you've been hired to write the content. It shows you how to present the content back to them so that they'll approve it. They can see it in context and go, yes, okay, I get it, great. Then also that serves as a nice roadmap for whoever you're working with to have those changes happen. So a web developer, if you can give them that same Word document that is super clear, they won't have to say, so did you want this on the masthead or over on the right? Where did you want this? No, you're going to show them exactly what you intend. And I'll say 9 times out of 10, that has ended up being so helpful that the website almost looks exactly like what I gave them, and it's beautiful. So
just in a nutshell, site audits made simple. It basically shows you how to diagnose a sick website, let's say, like your example of using your dog, and then get paid basically to put together the proposal. And then ClearPath to Profits shows you how to get paid for doing the work you made in your proposal and ensures that the project runs smoothly with the client. Is that
exactly?
That's awesome. It's getting paid twice for the same client.
Well, it is. It totally is, and it's just so practical an approach, and I think that most clients feel more comfortable with that than sort of a open-ended kind of winging it. You know, this just really makes it structured, and I know a lot of clients really appreciate that because they're so busy, they just can't worry about what you're doing.
I can't chase down my freelancers and contractors. I have to know what they're doing. We agree on the plan, and then great, go do the work. Come back when it's done.
Exactly. Or excellent. Let me know when I'm supposed to chime in, the client will
right.
say. And I'll say, I'm going to do a schedule for you. And in step seven, when you're looking at the content, if we can have feedback in 2 weeks or a week, you know, you guys, when I do a proposal, by the way, I put a schedule in. And if they take forever, then we have some problems. So I spell all that out. So because, you know, I've had people who say clients disappear for 6 months after I gave them a copy. So I'm waiting, and I don't have that income coming. So what do I do about that? So I've modified my proposal to make that not happen so much.
Excellent. Okay. So for those of you who are on the call who want to learn more, Web Copywriters Clear Path to Profits, you can find information on that at www.awaionline.com/yourclearpath. So that's for the Clear Path to Profits. That's the one that shows you how to actually do the work and work well with your client. The other program is called Site Audits Made Simple, and this is the one that shows you how to diagnose the website and show your client what's wrong with it. And that you can learn more about that one at www.awaionline.com/simple-site-audits. So again, they're both at awaionline.com. The first one, Clear Path to Profits, is at /your-clear-path. And Site Audits Made Simple is at /simple-site-audits. And of course, you can always learn more about both of those by calling member services at 866-879-2924. And we are actually, Pam, we're going to, because I know so many people have one or the other or have questions about them, I've gone ahead instead of bundling them and put a discount on either one of them or both. So anyone ordering before Friday at midnight will save $20 off either program. So if you buy both programs, you'll actually save $40.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's about it. Pam, I want to thank you so much for this phone call. This was very, very informative. And, again, thank you for putting out such wonderful programs. Not only are they easy to access and easy to understand and easy to use. I mean, they're low cost. I think with the discount of like $79 a piece, which is so inexpensive, they'll make that back from their first project. But it really takes away all of the stress of working with the client, you know, learning how to diagnose websites and figure out what's wrong. It's such a great training tool, and I just thank you for putting out such top-quality programs.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a blast, and I'm so happy that what I do is helpful to others. And I get awesome emails all the time from people who have used it and gotten clients because of it or succeeded with a project because of it. That just makes my day immensely. So I wish you all the best of luck, and I am available if you have questions. Just email me at any time, and people do take me up on that, and I'm more than happy to answer questions. So,
do you want to give your email address then?
Oh, sure. If you don't remember it from this call, it's on my website too, but it's pam@contentclear.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your generosity, Pam.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here today, and thank you, everybody, for attending this call, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.